Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so let's rock, 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 rock. All right, y'all. So we gotta do a little something. Hold on, I need y'all to just bear with me for a second. I got some. I had something that I needed to do before the show started, and I dragged my feet on it, and now it's coming back to get me. Get me. All right, so. Yo, what's going on, y'all? Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show Tuesday. We are powering our way through the week, and we're going to make it, and everything is going to be all right, and we're going to take care of each other and take care of, our own, and everything is going to work out. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, we are talking about more money but no benefits or less money with more benefits. So basically, we're talking about the way that your career or job structure is set up. You know, are you okay? Are you okay with being able to make the decisions, the financial decisions in your life? The financial decisions in your life that are going to impact how your future may go when you get close to retirement or when you get in a situation where you may not be able to work as much or be able to generate as much income. You know, since the pandemic, during the COVID era, we had to change around a lot of things. We had to change around a lot of the ways that we thought about making money because we just, we weren't able to work as much as we wanted to during that time. As you know, only essential businesses were open in the beginning of the shutdown, and it was tough. It was tough for a lot of people who had just opened their own businesses, started their own businesses. Many of them had to close down if they weren't registered as an essential business, something like transportation or food, nutrition, things like that. And, you know, so many people had to start over where they were really just getting started in the first place. And it was rough for a lot of people. It really was. And honestly, I don't think that it was fair. After the pandemic was slowing down and the world was starting to open more, then we started to see where we were headed in our own respective careers. So where you may not have thought about taking a particular job before the pandemic, you may have thought about taking it after the pandemic. Where you may have been working at a job on site before the pandemic, you may have had to start working at home during the pandemic. Where you may have had a side business before the pandemic to go along with your 9-to-5 job, you may have been relegated to just doing or growing your side business. There was a lot of money to be made during the pandemic. And a lot of people have had a tough time adjusting to when people started to come back to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. It really is. It's different. And we have to take the differences into consideration. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, taking more money, have you been offered a job, or would you take an offer from a job where you made more money than you made at another job that you had done before, but at a job that wanted you to work as an independent contractor? When you're an independent contractor, you work for a company and provide a service, and you get 100% of whatever the agreed amount of money that you settled on is. Like, for example, you will not receive a tax refund or even have to do or have the company take out taxes from your check when you're an independent contractor. So let's say if they agreed to pay you an hourly rate, which is not really common when you are an independent contractor, what they normally do is they pay you a flat rate for a particular service. So let's say they agreed to pay you $35,000 for a year contract. So you're going to work for 1 year and you're going to make $35,000. Well, you will get 100% of that $35,000, whereas somebody who works for a company directly from for the company will have taxes taken out. So they'll have their FICA taken out, which is your federal income tax, and your state taxes and all of that other stuff that they rob you of. They're going to take that when you work directly for a company, and you'll fill out a W-2 and all of that kind of – you'll receive your W-2s in order to file for a tax refund, and then, you know, you'll receive your tax money back that way. As an independent contractor, you will get the whole $35,000, which will be equivalent to about, I would say, $35,000 cash would be equivalent to about close to $50,000 if you had taxes taken out. So it's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal. You know, like when you get a new job and you may calculate what your hourly rate is. Like, for example, if you make about $60,000 a year, that means you earn about $28 or $29 an hour. That's about $60,000. But you know that you don't see that whole $29 an hour because they take taxes out. So a check, your weekly check should be about $1,000, but it's not. You may see with all the deductions that you have taken out of your check, you'd be lucky to come home with $700. A week. So instead of in 2 weeks having $2,000 on your check, you might only get about $1,500, maybe. Some people get less than that, depending on your federal income tax, your state tax, your in Philadelphia, city wage tax, all that stuff equals out to you. Ugh. Oh, and your medical benefits and maybe your 401k and all that kind of stuff. You're gonna be in a hole. You're gonna be in a hole. So, for some people, working as an independent contractor sounds like a good thing. Personally, I would rather do that. Give me all my money, and I'll make the decision about how it gets allocated after the fact. But that's me. For a lot of people, they think differently. People have children, they have spouses, they have families that need to be taken care of, and they may have been so conditioned to think about retiring and making sure that they have a pension and have entitlement benefits coming in when they retire, that the thought of that not happening, the thought of maybe I might have to go back to work after age 65. It sounds so crazy to them that they're like, nah, I don't, you know, that independent contractor stuff, that's cool, but that ain't for me. And it doesn't mean that you're lazy or whatever. It just means that you would rather somebody else kind of control your destiny instead of you controlling it. And if that's the choice that you want to make, fine. But we're asking the question about whether you would take more money with no benefits or whether you would take less money with more benefits. So you can say that people who take more money with with no benefits are probably concentrating on their situation right now. Like, let me get all this paper so I can stack this paper so I can do something different and maybe something much greater with the paper rather than, all right, I'm thinking about what if I get sick and what if I get old and what if I have kids. And what if I have to take care of it? And what if I can't be, oh my God. I got to start this whole thing over. I have to start this whole thing over. You know why I have to start this whole thing over? Because I'm steady talking into this camera like y'all were here and y'all weren't. I hadn't started the show. I hadn't pressed play. So I'm just rambling and going on. I'm not rambling and going on. And I'm so sorry. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to make up the time. It's already 7:17. I apologize. Yes, I do. I goofed. All right. So this is what we're talking about. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And tonight we are talking about more money but no benefits or less money with more benefits. No more, less, more money with no benefits. And when we talk about making more money or taking more money with less benefits, we're really talking about being an independent contractor or working under the table or something like that. And when we talk about making less money with more benefits, we're probably talking about working directly for a company, working as an employee of the company. See, an independent contractor is not an employee of any company. What an independent contractor is to the client is a contractor, a vendor, somebody who gets paid for a particular job or for a particular service. They get all of their money. They have to do all of their tax information at the end of the year. Sometimes they owe. If you have a good tax consultant or a accountant, you can definitely make out well with being an independent contractor. The thing about being an independent contractor, though, is that you have to pay for everything yourself. You have to pay for everything yourself when you are an independent contractor. So there is no safety net. There is no if the contract should stop coming in, like let's say the client that you are working for or that you are contracted to, if they stop hiring you, if they decide to go with another company, then you have to find another company to work for. And during that time when you may not have any income coming in, you can't file for unemployment benefits. Don't work that way. Those are some of the benefits of working directly for a company. So it's probably safe to say that when you're an independent contractor, because you get all of your money up front, which can equal out to a lot. Like, for example, if you make $35,000 a year, for example, you know what, let's say 40. If you make $40,000 a year working for a company that takes taxes out on you with no exemptions, then you know that you're not bringing home as much money as whatever your hourly rate is or whatever your salary rate is. So at $40,000 a year, if you calculate the yearly rate, it comes out to about, I mean, I'm sorry, if you calculate the hourly rate, $40,000 a year comes out to about $20 an hour, some shit like that. Hold on. I should have said $50,000 a year because that's easier for me. I ain't going to do it on that one. I need calculators, right? All right, hold on. Calculate. Calculator, son. Calculate. Get the calculator. Get the calculator. All right. Where's the calculator? Where's the calculator on the phone? Is it there? Is it there? Is that no? Oh, there it goes. There's the calculator on the phone. So let's do $50,000. Let's do $50,000. All right. $50,000 divided by 52 weeks. Gives you $961 a week. You should be bringing home $961 a week. So basically, over a two-week period, which is what most jobs pay, in 2 weeks, you should be making $1,900 and $1,922. That's how much you should be making if you had no taxes taken out of your pay. But as you know, when you work for a company and you make $50,000 a year, you're not taking home that $961. You're not taking anywhere close to that with your federal income tax, state taxes, and if you live in a city like the city of Philadelphia where they have city wage taxes and all kinds of strange taxes taken out, you would be lucky to take home, let's see, this is 961, you'd be lucky to take home 700. So over a two-week period, you might be able to score $1,500 take home. But that's a reach. Because you might also have medical being taken out, 401k being taken out. So, you know, there's a lot of money that you're planning for the future, but is being taken out now. So right now you're suffering. Right now you're hurting. Right now you're struggling to pay some bills. Now, bringing home $1,500 every 2 weeks is not a bad salary, but you know, you ain't riding high off the, you ain't living high off the hog for that kind of money. You're not. And a lot of people ain't bringing home $1,500. There are plenty of people here that may only bring home $1,000, $1,100, $1,200, whatever. Whatever the case is, I don't get in other people's pockets, but I get in my own, and I always calculate like, people who are concerned with a benefits package are normally people who are concerned more with their future situation. Like, what if I get old and I can't work anymore? What if I get sick and I can't work as much? What about my kids? What about where I'm going to live? What about, you know, things like, you know, you're really thinking about how you're going to manage your situation as you age, as you get older. People who are independent contractors are thinking more about their situation right now. Like, I need all my money right now. I will make the best of this situation. I'll take all my money right now. I'll stack my paper, and I will stack paper in a way that will allow me to get more paper and make a better situation for myself now or in the more immediate future. And definitely later on down the line, I'll have my own. So independent contractors are like independent businessmen, whereas people who work directly for a company are employees. Independent contractors are not employees. And there's nothing wrong with being an employee. There's nothing wrong with being an independent contractor. But if you are an independent contractor, then you should also be thinking about opening your own business. Because that's what you're doing. You are working as your own business. Now, I look at myself as being a business regardless of whether I'm an employee or not, because you have to think that way. During the pandemic, a lot of things changed. A lot of things changed. A lot of people who had started businesses had to shut down those businesses or restructure those businesses, because if you weren't registered as an essential business, you could not operate. You couldn't have anybody in, you couldn't have occupancy in your place of business. And in many areas, you couldn't even be open. So unless you were running like a transportation service or food service, some or a healthcare service or something like that, you could not open. How long had that gone on in 2020? From about March, from the end of March till around, it was almost the whole 2020, y'all. It was almost the whole 2020 after March. It was rough. It was rough. And I remember in the summertime of 2020, they let businesses open again, thinking that the COVID numbers were going to go down, and they actually went up in the summertime. Many people thought that in the summertime it would knock it out like it does the flu, and that didn't happen. The numbers actually increased. It was bad in 2020, and that carried over into 2021, where we started to see some relief in 2021, but it was nowhere near like what things were before March of 2020 and from 2019 and before. So it was tough for a lot of people. So, and a lot of people started working from home. A lot of people started working from home during the pandemic, and they never went back into the office. So even companies started seeing the benefits of having their employees work at home, cut out a lot of overhead, didn't have to rent out as much space, did most of their business remotely, digitally, over the internet. So they hooked you up with a laptop and a phone and told you to go check in and go for yours. They checked the location on your phone to make sure that you were where you were supposed to be, and they checked your work performance throughout the day to make sure you were doing as much as you were supposed to, and that's how it went. So a lot of people still are working from home. Now, honestly, if you're working from home right now, and you're not thinking about making more money, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Because you're at home all day. And if you can work for a company all day, you can work for you can work for yourself all day. But we get so ingrained in working for people who make all of the decisions for us that us not having that safety net of dependence, it's almost too scary. Listen, man, I've known friends, I've had friends and family members that had opportunities to work as independent contractors, and they was like, nah, I'm good, I don't want to do that. I'm like, you realize if we go back to that $50,000 a year, if you go back to that $50,000 a year, straight cash, or the entire $50,000 a year, that's going to be equivalent to about $65,000 a year instead, that somebody who's making $50,000 with taxes taken out would get. I don't see how you can refuse that. I'm gonna do that for at least a year. But that's what we're talking about today. More money, but no benefits, or less money with more benefits. More money with no benefits, or less money with more benefits. That's how it's going down on the Urban Therapy with Shun show, the Daily Go-Get-Emism show tonight. How y'all feeling, man? Let's do it. So what's best for y'all? What do y'all consider to be best for y'all? What situation sounds better to y'all for your situation? Would you rather work as an independent contractor? I mean, as an independent contractor and control your own destiny, maybe have to buy your own health insurance, stack your paper, maybe invest it in a certain type of way. I mean, many things that you do when you're working at a job are the same things you have to do when you are running your own company. Like if you're running your own company, you know that you have to take whatever money that you make as a profit, and it has to go back into buying more supplies, paying for whatever overhead that you have, paying employees. You know, you have expenses. You have business expenses that you have to take care of, just like you have business expenses that you have to take care of in the home. You have to make sure that your heat is on, that your lights are on, that your water is running, that your cable is coming on. You know, make sure that your phone bills are paid. Make sure that if your kids are going to private schools, parochial schools or private schools, if they're going to private schools, that the tuition is paid. You have to do all of those things. You have to take care of your business all day. It's so funny how when we work at jobs, we stop thinking that way. We start thinking more like, my job is going to give me what I need, and they're going to take care of me. Like they're like my backup. They got my back. And these jobs don't have your back. They don't. So it may sound more beneficial to you that if you get fired from a job or get laid off from a job, that you can get unemployment benefits, because that is something that you will not get if you work as an independent contractor. You will not be able to file for any unemployment benefits. That's out the window. But you know what you will be able to do? Get all your money. And hopefully you save some of that money. Because if you're an independent contractor or independent business person and you don't save your money, I don't know what to tell you. You ain't supposed to live check to check when you own your own business, because that's the fastest way to be out of business. If you don't take care of your business, that's the fastest way to be out of business. You will be out of the business with the quickness. Out of business with quickness. So what's going on? Stacey White, how you feeling? T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. And Carol Chamberlain. What's going on, my friend? And Mia Cunningham, what's going on? Damn. What's up, y'all? Now, let me see. T. Carey Wright says, I love being an independent contractor, but I had to pay for my own health benefits. It was hard. Yep. And that's why, when Obamacare came out, or the Affordable Care Act, it helped a lot of people. It helped a lot of people to be able to still get health benefits, especially if they had pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. And you know, you can say whatever you want to about Obama. You can say whatever you want to about the Affordable Care Act. If that thing wasn't working for anybody, it would have been gone. You know they would have gotten rid of it during the Trump administration if it wasn't helping anybody. But evidently, it's more than just the law of the land. Evidently, it was something that people needed enough. More Philadelphia water warnings. Is that what my work phone is going off for? What we got? I don't see nothing. If y'all have an alert, let me know what it is, because I didn't get no alert. All I know is our water is supposed to be good until 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So, you know what I mean? It looks like this little game that they playing with this water contamination is starting to unravel, you know. Or you could say that it's starting to take shape. They got y'all. They made y'all go out and buy a bunch of water. And you, well, shit, you'll have the water. But they really overpriced a lot of the water yesterday and today. All right. So. T.K. Wright also says, making the change to going back to work for someone else was a shock to my system, but the benefits alone was worth the pay cut and me not controlling my days. Interesting. And Carol says, I can see that, Taki, especially with the health benefits. Yeah, and that's what I mean. You know, when you're thinking about your health benefits and things like that, then working for a company is probably better for you. That's probably going to work out better for you. But I know for me personally, that ain't going to work. Now, I work for, I am an employee of a company now. But as soon as I get back to the bag, I will not be doing that. You know, because listen, the same way that companies, all right, with the health benefits, they give you a discount. That's all they're doing. They're giving you a discount on health insurance. Because they get a big break for the health insurance if they can get all of their employees to buy in. Meanwhile, they get mad dough over this shit. So your company makes money for you having to pay for your health insurance. That's the way corporate business works. So they gain everything and lose nothing, and you gain nothing, but you feel good about your health benefits, 401k and all of that. 401k ain't nothing but saving your money. Saving your money and investing your money. You can do that yourself. Many people, you know, use E-Trade or what's the company that my dad used to trade on? I forget. Oh, okay, Mia, you said alert. Supposedly the water is fine. It is. Carol said, I haven't got one either, Omar. This water mess is making me work so much harder. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. But, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Many people play the stock market, you know, whether they invest in futures or whatever you want to do. You can learn how to do this stuff. Or if you know somebody that has a business, you know, you can ask them, can you buy in and contractually receive a percentage of their businesses or whatever. You can do it on whatever level that you want to. You just have to be creative. That's what businesses do. When you put your money in your bank, you know why they tell you that, you know why they penalize you when you don't have a balance of a certain amount of money? Because they need to take your money and invest in companies, and they make thousands or millions of dollars, and they give you this little bit of money and interest, and you're supposed to be good with that. I closed my savings account last year. I closed it. I had it for about a year, and I'm watching myself put money in my account every week. I'm putting money in. And I'm putting in decent money. And I'm like, I wasn't even getting a dollar. I was like, what is this shit? What? I feel like I make more money stuffing the money under the mattress. They're like, yeah, but the money under the mattress don't make you no interest. I was like, according to my bank statement, neither does this savings account or this money market account. It ain't what it used to be. So when I took my money, an interesting thing happened when I took my money out of my savings account. Because she asked me what was the reason that I wanted to take it out. Oh, look at this. City declares water is safe, will not be impacted by spill. After testing, Philadelphia water remains safe to drink and use. No further advisory will be needed after models have shown that the potential threat has passed. So it's over. It's over. No more tomorrow night, but the water is good. Y'all already wasn't drinking tap water. Y'all was already drinking bottled water. So you need to drink more bottled water? I mean, the news says go out and spend money or else. And we do it. I can't get into it. But that kind of fits into what we're talking about tonight. It really does. It kind of fits into what we're talking about tonight. Depending on somebody or depending on yourself. Now, the way you make your money is something that I don't have any control of, nor do I have any concern of, as long as you're not hurting anybody out there. But for yourself and for the examples that you set for you and yours, I would encourage you to make better decisions. The same way that if you show your children or the people around you that you can't make it from paycheck to paycheck because you spend the money that comes through your hands like it's hot, like you get rid of it, like it, the money touches your hand, you're like, ah! Well, people are going to know they can't depend on you, and if your children follow that example, they're never going to have any money either. So, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I know people who can't keep no money no matter how much they make. I know people who make high five figures, you know, $80,000 or more, and then I know people who make over six figures, $100,000 or more, and I know those who can't keep no money. I'm like, how do you make good money like this and you always broke? You always borrowing? You always in need? Are you on drugs? Because only a person on drugs should be broke all the time or be needing to borrow all the time or should be short all the time. But then you have some people who just can't stop spending money. Like we did last week when I showed y'all on my phone how many of those small bills be piling up. But I'm conscious of it. I'm doing something about it. You can best believe by next month, I'm going to do that again. And I'm going to show y'all. Yeah, I knocked that out. I knocked that out. I knocked that out. Because this $15 here, this $25 there, this $5, $7 there, boom, 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 boom. If you don't go a day throughout the month without money being taken out of your bank account, something is wrong. And that's how independent contractors have to think, because that's how businesses think. They want things structured. So things come out on a certain day, and then all the other days are consistent in building profits. All right, so let's keep it moving. So, yeah. You can work as an independent contractor or independent business person and still get discounts on health insurance. And listen, my goal is to never receive, and really this would be everybody's goal, to never receive a tax refund. You should never get money back from taxes. Because you know what that means? That means you don't make enough money. If you receive a tax refund, then that means you're not making that much money. People who make big money don't get tax refunds. They don't. If anything, they have to pay some taxes back at the end of the year, but not as much as you pay. Trust and believe. Your 9-to-5 five-figure I'm working as definitely pays all the taxes. You know the poor pay all the taxes, and I'm not saying that you're poor, but we are considered the working poor. Everything under six figures. We ain't nowhere near rich. You ain't rich if you make six figures. I don't care if you make $900,999 a year. You ain't rich. You ain't even close to it. You ain't even close to it. You one house payment away from being dead broke. If you can't go and buy $1 million or $2 million house outright, then you're not rich. That's it. Because that separates the men from the boys. You know $1 million ain't what it used to be. So if $1 million ain't what it used to be, you know $1,000 ain't nothing what it used to be. It still looked the same. When you fold a knot of $1,000, it still looked like it still looks fat. Pay a gas bill and electric bill with it though. See what it's looking like then. See what it's looking like then. In the wintertime, pay a gas bill and electric bill out of your $1,000 and see how much you have left. Some of y'all might not have nothing left. You might have 100 left. House all electric, you might have 100 less. Gas heat, you might have 100 less. Be high. All right. So these are the things that you have to think about when you're an independent contractor. Yeah, you don't get those benefits. You don't get those health benefits. So I suggest you start you start eating better.
I suggest eating shit like this.
You'd be surprised at how many people criticize. They see me drink this on the show, and I've got an inbox saying, like, yo, what's that shit you be drinking? Sometimes it's positive, like, yo, what's that stuff you be drinking? What's it made of? And a lot of times it's negative, like, yo, that shit look nasty as hell. It actually tastes good. Especially this batch. This is smooth. Last night's batch was a little choppy. I ain't add enough water. I had to put more cut on this one. But I put more water cut on it, but I beefed up the herbs in it. So I got turmeric, chlorella, and echinacea in here. This is my health insurance, even though I carry health insurance. But I ain't gonna lie, man, that be making me mad. I look at my check. Every other week I look at my check and I'll be like, damn. I'm losing almost $200. I don't get sick like that. I'm 52 and I'll be 53. I don't get sick like that. I ain't got to run to the doctor all the time. So I'm like, paying that kind of money, I be thinking like, yo, I'm losing money. I'm losing a lot of money. If I was an independent contractor. And I have been. That state taxes, city wage taxes, federal income taxes, and all that other shit that they. I've never been able to claim. I have one biological daughter. I've never been able to claim my daughter, so I don't know nothing about that money. So, independent contractor would be good for me. But for a lot of people, you know, that independent contractor life ain't the life for them. They ain't feeling that. And I understand. But I'm asking y'all, what's better for y'all? Have you ever worked as an independent contractor? Does it sound like something that would work for you? That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking y'all. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get Em Show. Can we get some independent contractor life going on? All right. TK Wright says the amount that I paid for all of my children was astronomical. Oh, with health insurance? Okay. Woof. Woof. Well, children are something that you have to take into consideration. That's absolutely true. Let's see. Mia says, I'm sure, Taki, I left one job for another because of the benefits for me and children. Okay. All right. Carol said, bottled water, where does it come from? Are there any springs left? There are. But I'm glad you recognize that all bottled water ain't the same. A lot of it is nothing but bottled tap water. And even that spring water, like Deer Park and Poland Spring, that ain't no good. That's not bottled at the source. That shit ain't, man, you can keep it. Spring water is supposed to be safe right there. You're supposed to be able to drink it right from there. Mia Cunningham says, even if you make six figures, that's gross and not net. The six figures doesn't live up to the hype. Exactly. Exactly. So let's say you're right over the hump of six figures. Let's say you make 125. You really make 100. That 25 is out the window. With taxes taken out. But the thing is, after you make over $100,000, you're in a different tax bracket. So you can structure your tax returns differently. So the money that people under the problem, the people who pay the most, let's cut to the chase, the people who pay the most are the people who make under six figures. They are the ones that get hit the hardest. You know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer because of taxes. We be seeing people who only make in the 20s or 30s or maybe even 40s. And they get these big, you know, they have this, what's it, the earned income credit. And some of them be getting tax refunds of like anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. And we be hating like, damn, how you get that kind of money? Well, you got to understand the qualifications that you have to have in order to get that kind of money. At the, like, the way it balances out, it ain't sweet like that. For you to get in an earned income money like that, you probably have to have about four or five, up to three, at least three kids. Now, I don't know where you live at or how you live, but if $10,000 sounds like a lot of money to you and you got three kids, I don't know what to tell you. Because one child can suck up $10,000 with the quickness. Three, four, five kids? Yeah. With three children or more, you need $10,000 more than fish need water. More than humans need air. For real. So we be thinking about that little money because we thinking it from thinking about it. We're thinking about it from our own perspective and our own situations. So that $10,000 would help us out so much because we're not getting that much if you make like, I don't know, $60,000, $70,000 a year. You're not seeing those types of tax refunds. You're not getting that. You ain't getting that kind of money. So I don't be hating on people who get the earned income tax money. Cause I'm like, you need that. Go ahead. Go ahead and buy another car from the auction. Go ahead and get another TV from Walmart, Target, Best Buy, wherever. Go ahead. Enjoy your second coming of Christmas. Because along the year, I know you're struggling. You're struggling hard. You know, it's just like we be hating on people that work on the side and get food stamps. Most people I know, not everybody, but most people I know that receive food stamps, I am not jealous of their position at all. What they working with, I wouldn't want to be working. I'll never want to be able to qualify for no food stamp. Other than just having children, I don't want to ever be able to qualify for no food stamps or no welfare benefits at all. Not even a medical card. I do not want to qualify. I want the benefits, but I don't want to be able to qualify. Find a way, you know, get me the hookup. But I don't ever want to qualify to be on welfare because that means that you're poor. But you know, the pandemic gave food stamps to people that was getting money. Yes, they did. Yeah, that how that happened. You learn how to get around taxes and stuff like that when you're an independent contractor, when you're an independent business person. You learn how to work your money better, or you better already know how to work it better. As an independent contractor. Independent. Come on, man. Don't stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Mia says, after federal tax, state tax, city tax, medical, retirement, I'm like, damn, the money they take out looks like someone's paycheck. You know it. That shit, man, it ain't sweet like that. TK Wright says, I'm going to go back to independent contracting in a few years. That should be the goal. Mia says, $125,000 is more like $96,000, $97,000. It can be. She said, the math ain't massing. It ain't. It ain't. TK Wright says, true. But I still be hating, you know, people getting food stamps or they getting the big ass tax refunds. Like, yo, how you getting that shit? You mad because you owe. But if you owe, that means you've been getting money. Not all the time. Not all the time. Not having no kids, boy. Not having any not having any dependents will kill your check as an employee. It kills it. Mia says, real talk, to get food stamps, you have to have nothing. I'm good. Exactly. Exactly. I always want to have something. I don't never want to have nothing. I don't never want to have nothing. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, when you become a senior citizen, you get too much money to qualify for food stamps, but you're still not making enough money to buy food, shelter, and just living. You know, it's a crazy thing because I hear my mom is in a pretty good situation. Not the best, but she's in a pretty good situation because my stepdad passed and she got his retirement. And so she makes enough money to be able to pay her bills and have money left and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know what? She qualified for food stamps. And I'm going to put her business out there. She qualified for food stamps on some senior citizen. I don't know how she finagled it. You know how much money she getting food stamps? I think she get like $15 in food stamps. And I'm not bullshitting. I could have sworn she told me it was $15. Maybe it's $25. It's something so low. It ain't 50. It ain't that. I know that. You know what? Maybe it's 35. Maybe. It's just enough to add on. Like, all right, so I can get the good ice cream with this food stamp money. You know what? Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get two packs of steaks and a gallon of ice cream, premium. I can get the Haagen-Dazs and two sirloins. That's $35. Bang. We eating good. Oh, you coming over the weekend? Got a steak for you. What's up? Real shit. Real shit. Mia says, I'm glad they gave food stamps to children that were in school but were out during the pandemic. I didn't care about price when I went shopping. Yeah. You know what I mean? Single mothers, they came up. You know, during the pandemic, I was like, anybody get food stamps? Can I get a food stamp? No. TK Wright says, you qualify for food stamps as an independent contractor. Yeah, I understand what them eyes is about. Like, hey, what they don't know and what don't show, you do what you got to go. What they don't know and what they don't show, you do what you got to do. They don't know. I said, what they don't know and what don't show, you went down there looking like a hobo. I ain't got nothing. I'm poor. I need to qualify for a little more. For a little while, can I get the stamps card? I need them stamps. What's the real name for food stamps? What they call it? Every time they say the official word for food stamps, I'll be like, Ain't no, I never heard nobody call it that shit. Anyway, all right. Carol says, exactly, Omar. That doesn't cover much in food. Hey, you got the two. You got the two steaks. You know, you see how expensive them steaks is. Mia says, a few years ago, state employees didn't get paid due to the budget, so we were allowed to get food stamps. My children were like, Mom, I thought you were getting paid when they saw the fridge. they said, I thought you weren't getting paid. Okay. Yeah, TK, right. It was something like, I know it wasn't more than $35. I know that for a fact. Mia said $15 is a carton of eggs and bread, maybe. I don't know. Didn't eggs go up astronomically on some crazy shit? You might can't get no eggs with that money. Not now. You might not be able to get no eggs. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because eggs is the brand new crab legs. Eggs is the brand new crab legs. Eggs is the brand new crab legs. You can't afford it. You can't buy it. I said eggs. It's the brand new crab legs. Eggs. Yo, do you want them scrambled? I said eggs. Yo, do you want them poached? I said eggs. They the brand new crab legs. Eggs like the brand new crab legs. You can't afford them no more. You used to be able to go get you some cheese and some butter and anything from the store. But now you got a budget like that. Shit is crazy. They're getting you for all the money up in the market, in the grocery store. You can't buy no more. The money is low. You're feeling kind of bad. Yo, your situation's going to improve. Because you got to make some money on the side and prove that you can, yo, make the money stretch. You used to be down just like a wretch. Yeah, wretch. The wretch. Save the wretch like me. I said, yo, amazing grace. Save the wretch like me. I said, amazing grace. Save the wretch like me. With your broke ass, with your working ass, with your qualified ass, with your broke ass, with your working ass, the working poor with your qualified ass. Save the wretch like me. Save the wretch like me. Amazing grace. Save the wretch like me. Yeah, Carol said, have you priced steaks lately? It doesn't seem to come. Well, if you got $35, one steak is going to cost you like $12. So you might be able to get two. So you get two steaks. And I mean, you ain't going to be able to score no porterhouse. You ain't going to score no porterhouse. But you can get a sirloin, maybe a pack or two, manager's special. Make sure they didn't paint the steaks. You know what I'm talking about. You know the little tricks of the trade and paint the steaks, make it look. Manager's special steaks. You get two sirloins, $18. Two sirloins, $18. Pack. Manager's special look $2 for $20. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You see it's $10.99 a pound. You got two steaks. You know what I'm saying? That you can go over to the freezer aisle. It's like, give me a gallon of that. Give me a gallon of that Haagen-Dazs. I ain't eating turkey here. I'm eating good. Give me that Haagen-Dazs. Oh, Haagen-Dazs don't come in old gallon. All right, give me a quart. Matter of fact, give me two quarts. Two quarts is like $8. All right, so $20, $18. You got to put $3 to the food stamp. Look, you good. Manager special, baby. Manager special, baby. Two steaks. Manager special, baby. They killing us on the food, yo. They killing us on the food. TK Wright says the real name for food stamps is food stamps. No, it's called SNAPS. The SNAPS program. Yeah, SNAPS. That's what they call it, SNAPS. SNAPS. SNAP. You receive SNAP? Yeah, SNAP. I'm like, I ain't never heard no shit like that before. Did they just change the name? SNAP. I received them. I got a whole bunch of to sell. I got a whole bunch of to sell. Saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace. He saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace. He saved a wretch like me. TK Wright says $15 Haagen-Dazs and chips. Oh, there you go. Smart shopper. Smart shopper, Carol Chamberlain. Taki, fruit, fresh grocer has Haagen-Dazs 2 for $7 this week. Pints. Count me in. Count me in. Vanilla Swiss almond. Oh, man. Carol said, you welcome me. Everyone was buying water. Sunday, I was buying ice cream. I bet you still had to wait in that long-ass line. You know what I mean? Here you are getting regular food. You behind somebody with 10 cases of water. Save the wretch like me. Amazing grace. Save the wretch like me. Amazing grace. Save the wretch like me. We about to get out of here in a minute. We about to get out of here in a minute. We'll do these birthday shout-outs in a minute. You know, but listen, more money, no benefits, or less money, but more benefits. There probably is going to become a time when you have to make that decision. But the decision will be yours, and it'll be a good decision for you to make. You know, the important thing, above all else, is that you have some kind of decent income coming in. Because if you don't, your first line of defense is survival. And you don't want to be in straight survival mode. Many of us work jobs, and because we don't make the kind of money that we want to make, we think that we're in survival mode. Well, if you're ever really in survival mode, you won't have to worry. You won't have to wonder about it. There won't be any denying it. When you're sleeping on a park bench and digging in trash cans and begging for money on the street, that's when you know that you're in straight survival mode. If you have somebody's couch to sleep on or multiple couches to sleep on, you're close to there, but you ain't there because you still got people looking out for you. You still got people looking out for you, yo. You still got people looking out for you, baby. You're going to work it out sooner or later. SNAP program! Who's selling snacks? TK Wright says, snap benefits. I know, but I refuse to fall in line. Well, you know, I'm just saying. They don't say food stamps on the news programs anymore. They'd be like the SNAP program. I'd be like, come on, man. That's like calling Delaware Avenue Columbus Boulevard. It's not going to happen. I'm not doing that. That's like calling City Line Avenue City Avenue. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. It's like calling Huntington Park Avenue. You know what I'm talking about, Carol? It's like calling Huntington Park Avenue Hunting Park Avenue. I don't care what that sign say. The hood say it's Huntington Park. You need extra letters. The hood say, around the way they say, it's like calling Bouvier Street Bouvier. Not going to happen. Now, look, you want directions? You come around here talking about some Bouvier. Carol says, or Columbia Avenue, Cecil B. Moore Avenue. You know what? Actually, I agree with that one, only because I like Cecil B. Moore. But you know, out West Philly is still Columbia Avenue. And over in East Philly, you know, that nasty ass, you know, that nasty ass East Philly is Columbia Avenue. Studi's birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-R-A-L. R-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Courtney Lene. Happy birthday to you. And Celeste Monique Mills, happy birthday to you. And William Margie turning 36 years old today. And Tracy McIntyre, no relation, but what up, cuz? Turning 60 years old today. And Joycey Etta turning 39 years old today. And Lydia Muwanja turning 41 years old today. And Carol Nesmith Brewer turning 57 years old today, and Dohanira Vera Margi turning 31 years old today, and Erlinda McKay turning 47 years old today, and last but not least, Don Shorkofa. Shorkofa. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious March 28th. Anywhere out there in the world, I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out. Independent contractor, more money. Working on your 9-to-5, less money, more benefits. Yo, do what fits your lifestyle and what you think is best for you. Your future is important to you. And it's something that we all have to do. Got to stack a little cash. Got to make sure that we pass. Yeah, man, you know, regardless of whether you decide to do independent contractor work or take more money with less benefits or make less money with more benefits, yeah, that's a decision that's personal. And, you know, and it really ain't nobody's business. It's really nobody's business. The way that you decide to make your money, as long as you ain't stealing from anybody else or hurting anybody else in the process, that ain't nobody's business how much you get paid or the way that you get paid. But for your own edification, I would say that make sure that you get paid. There's no use in struggling when you could do better, thinking that you can't have one thing along with another thing. See, a lot of times, as employees, we think that there's only one way for us to make money, which is working for somebody who will pay us more money. You can do it for yourself. And when you peel back the layers of it all, you are doing it for yourself. You're damn near doing it by yourself when you check the numbers. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get 'Em Is a Show. So make sure y'all come through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.